Beginning of Parshas Tazria, the Torah gives the din of Tumas Yoledes. If a woman gives birth to a baby boy or a baby girl, she has a Tumas Yoledes. The Yolda Zohar. So there's a Perek Yotze Doifen. That's the name of the Perek in Maseches Nida, where there's a Machlokes Hatanoim, Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. I think it's Reb Lezer. What if the baby was a Yotze Doifen? What if it was a cesarean delivery? It wasn't born naturally. So we pass in La Locha that a Yotze Doifen there's no din of tumah, and there's no chiyuv to bring a carbon. The whole parsha only applies if it's v'yolda, if it's a normal leida. The Chumash writes, repeats the din of v'yom hashmini yimol b'sar alos. So this already appears in Parshas Lech Lecha. It's repeated here. The Gemara has one opinion. It's repeated here to indicate that it's decha Shabbos. That mila b'zman is decha Shabbos. So the Gemara in Masech HaShabbos that we're learning, the 24 Prokim, so the one Perek is dedicated to all the laws of Mila, Perek HaBlezer de Mila. So in that Perek there's a Machlokes HaMaroim. What's the din if a baby boy is born through a cesarean delivery? It wasn't born naturally. So there's no Enima Tamei Oleida, you don't, the Parsha doesn't apply. What about the din of Bayom HaShmini? The baby needs a bris Mila, he's Jewish, but does the din require that the bris should take place on this on the eighth day? Baby can perform the bris. Baby is born on Shabbos, so Mila is not Decha Shabbos unless it's Mila Bismana. So maybe do the bris on Sunday. Why should you wait till next week? If you don't need Shmini, maybe you do the bris Sunday, Monday, whenever you have a chance. Or do you say no? The halacha that it's, the baby is Nima L'Shmina, and it's even Decha Shabbos. It's a Mila Bismana. Even applies if any mitmeya later. So this is a machloikis amaroin. And these two Amaroim, whenever they have a machlokes, so it's a sveka de dina had a paskin. So we say lechumre, if it's a cesarean delivery, let's say on a Sunday, so you shouldn't do the bris on that day, even though the baby is up to it, shouldn't do the bris on the same day, you should wait till next Sunday. But if the baby was, if the cesarean delivery was on Shabbos, we say you shouldn't do the bris till Shabbos, but you can't do it on Shabbos either, so you have to wait till Sunday, the day after. You have to wait till the day after. Because you go to Chumra, Misofik, you shouldn't do the bris Terch Shmaina, but it can't be Decha Shabbos because maybe you could have been the first 7 days.
Doesn't it actually say that if it's
like
a
Nephilim
dissolve something that
is
still the Pashup Shimon doesn't apply?
The
Tumas
Yoledes applies, yeah.
It's different. That's
C-section. Yeah, that's a natural. The Rechem pushed out the baby. There were contractions and the Rechem pushed it out. So that's normal Eidah. But a Yetzir Dofen means that the Rechem didn't push it out. Sometimes there's a difficulty in delivery. Baby's backwards, or sideways, whatever it happens to be. So the baby's not going to push out. So a lot of times the doctor will cut on either side, then he'll stick his hands in and he'll take out the baby. That's also called the Yetzir Dofen. Yetzir Dofen, not only if they cut over here, they take it out shalom b'derech harechem, even if the baby comes out derech harechem, but it wasn't pushed out with the contractions. The doctor put his hands in and he took the baby out. That's also considered a yotze doifen, and it would have this din that you wouldn't be derech Shabbos. You would go l'chum. You don't do the bris the first 7 days because maybe you do need shmini, but it's not derech Shabbos because maybe you don't need shmini. Yeah, the shaila is what happens if the baby was a cesarean delivery before Yantab Shein and Shalgolius. When is Pesach this year?
Monday night.
So it's Tuesday and Wednesday. So let's say there's a cesarean delivery the Wednesday before the second day of Pesach. So Amilo Shaloi Bezmano is a Machlekes HaRishayna, whether it's Dech Yantab Shein and Shalgolius. The Mishnah Reb Lezer the Mila only says Amilo Shaloi Bezmano is not Dech Yantab Shein and Shal Rosh Hashanah, second day of Rosh Hashanah. So that's a machlokes harishayna. Why the Mishnah only said second day Rosh Hashanah? So some Rishayim say because the Mishnahs were composed in Eretz Yisrael. There was no Yantav Sheni Shal Golias. Only Yantav Sheni there is to talk about is Yantav Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. But who had dinami that a milo shlo bizmana is not derech any other Yantav Sheni Shal Golias? That's how the Rosh holds. And the Raman disagrees and he says no. The milo shlo bizmana is only not derech Yantav Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah because second day Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arichta. Kedusha Achas, it has all the chumras of the first day. But any other Yom Sheni Shel Golias, Milush Labizmana, would be Mutter. So that's a machlokes. A misofik, we wouldn't perform a Milush Labizmana on Yantav Sheni. But the Nadi Behuda says, let's say there was a cesarean delivery the Wednesday before Yantav Sheni Shel Pesach. So then you have a Svek Svek. Sounds sounds like Chacham Avadya, everything is mutter mitam svek sveka. So maybe, maybe by Yetzir Derfin there is a din of Mila Bismana. That's a machlek is Amarayim. So maybe it's Derech Yantav Sheni because of Mila Bismana. And even if you all like the other opinion in Amarayim, that a Yetzir Derfin doesn't have a din of Shmini, maybe it's mutter to do a Mila Shalai Bismana, Yantav Sheni Shal Golias. The Nari Behuda is quoted by the Pischei Tshuva in Yerideya that if it's a Yotze Daifin a week before Yantav Sheni Shal Golias, it would be Mutta Mitam Svek Sveka. But if it would be a Yotze Daifin a week before the second day Rosh Hashanah, then you wouldn't have the Svek Sveka. That's a Mishnah, that the second day Rosh Hashanah, Amir Shleb is Man is certainly not Daiche. And others have a Svarah to be Mekel even on that. That's Rabban Kotler gave a Shir in Lakewood once. He was a whole week long, he lived in New York. He lived in Borough Park, and he used to be running around raising money for Chinuch Atzmai, raising money for Lakewood Yeshiva. On Shabbos, he would go to Lakewood. So he always used to give it to Shiurim on Shabbos afternoon. So on he once gave a Shiur on this topic, and then by Shalosh Udas, by mistake, he cut his finger with the knife. When he was cutting the Chalas, he cut his finger. So he took it as a simim in Hashemayim that it was a little too chutzpahdik. When he said the Shiur, he said, there's a beferish arrive and Gemara Chulin against the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer text discusses this pischich, this Nari Behuda. Nari Behuda said, the chilik between the second day Yontif, if the baby was born, baby was a cesarean delivery a week before second day Pesach, then you would perform the bris milah on second day Pesach, mitam svek sveka. But if the baby was delivered, the cesarean delivery was a week before second day Rosh Hashanah, then there's no svek sveka. Chasam Sofer talks about maybe there's room to make alan Yantav Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah also, based on a different Gemara in Chulin. So Rabban Kotler was a little bit sharp when he said the Shiur. So he said, Chasam Sofer is against an offhand Gemara. So when he nicked his finger with the knife when he was eating Shalosh Udas, he started to bleed. So he felt that's how they say the story. They said it was a little too sharp when he said the Shiur. But when they printed the Shiur, they printed it with the sharp Lashon. That Shiur was printed. And that's the way it says, the way the guy who wrote it didn't hurt his fingers. He wasn't hurt, so he didn't suffer. Rav Henkin had a chiddush that has not been accepted. Rav Henkin was the big pesach in New York before Moshe Feinstein appeared on the scene. So he was of the opinion that even if you have induced labor, even if they inject a chemical into the woman's blood system to induce the labor, that's also considered the Yotze Daifin. And if they did it on Shabbos, the Mila Bismana is next Shabbos, we wouldn't be Doicha Shabbos. That's not accepted. Because once you inject the chemical, then the rechem pushes out the baby naturally. It's a regular contraction, everything is normal. You just encourage the body to perform, to do its job. What do you say about Bechor?
What's the din there if it's a C-section?
Also not. Yeah, that everyone agrees. Yeah.
That.
You need Peterechim. The Machlekes HaTanoim in the Mishnah in Perek Yotzei Daifin is only been geared to Tumas Yoledes and the Korban. If the baby was delivered cesarean, whether there's a din of Tumas Yoledes, whether there's a Korban, we pass the no. Yotzei Daifin doesn't have them. They get Petipinyan, then everybody agrees. It has to be Peterechim. If it would be Yotze Daifin, for sure there's no opinion on them.
And what about the next baby?
The next baby is the first baby that's born naturally. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. And halacha l'maaseh we paskin, there's no opinion on them. In Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people don't know the din. America, nobody knows any dinim, so they ask their rabbi. In Eretz Yisrael, they think they know the dinim. So a lot of people will swear to you that the first baby was a Yotze Daifin, the second one is born naturally, it's a boy, so the second one is a Peterechem. That's not the accepted opinion. There was, 2,000 years ago, there was a Tana who held like that. He has been outvoted the last 2,000 years. We don't pass like that. The second one is not Pidyon Abden. The Gemara in the second parak in Chagiga has a discussion, what's the din of Nisabra Bambati? If a woman becomes pregnant, she went to a bathhouse and a man had been there before and the Sheikh was there floating around and it enters her body and she becomes pregnant. So what's the suffix? What's the question? So some of our Shema Seyed Gemara is talking about Osa Huish, that the Christians claim that it was a it was that he wasn't born from a father, whatever they claimed. They're not sure exactly what they claim themselves. But whatever reason, immaculate conception. They have different interpretation of what that means also. So some interpret, the Gemara is not asking a halachic question, the Gemara is talking something about Christianity. But the Rabbeinu Hananel on that Gemara says, no, the Gemara was discussing a halachic issue. If a woman was in Sabra Bambati, in other words, not normal way, Kederach Ishvi Yishtoi, whether the Mila is Decha Shabbos, since it's in Ibai Leif Shito, so you should go to Chumra, the Mila is not Decha Shabbos. So that's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach used to say, if a woman had to have artificial insemination, sometimes from her own husband, some people can't have children without the assistance of a doctor. So if the woman became pregnant through artificial insemination, so Moshe felt that you should be machmer for this Rabbeinu Hananel, that the Mila should not be Decha Shabbos. Pardon me? I think Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said like that. I think the quote Rabbi Yashiv didn't like it. He didn't think it was so. And then he said, especially today, that it became so common that so many women have artificial insemination. So now it's already standard. I don't think it's standard. How many people in this room were born to artificial insemination? I don't think so. I think it's still less than 1% of the world population is born through artificial insemination. More than it ever used to be before. It never used to be at all. But it didn't become so common that it's considered normal.
Why
was it started? A pasuk, ishi kizavi yolda zachar. That just like yolda has to be normal leida, yetzidayfen doesn't count. We paskin yetzidayfen doesn't count. So kizazria has to be normal also. Kizazria has to be normal, and the yolda has to be normal. If it's not normal, so the parsha doesn't apply. So the part of the parsha is that the mila is decha Shabbos. Based on a pasuk. Yeah, so what is the halacha over here? That the yoledes is mechuyev to bring korban at the end of the malos. If it's a baby boy, the malos is at the end of 40 days. If it's a baby girl, the malos is at the end of the 80 days. So then she brings the korban. This is a korban oil of a yored. Oil of a yored means if you can afford it, you bring a more expensive korban. If you can't afford it, you bring a less expensive korban. This korban is a set. You bring achatas and an oilo. So if she can't afford it, you bring achatas behema and an oilo soif. Keves menshnasa loyla benyona ator lachat. You bring a oilas behema and achatas soif. And if you can't afford it, lo sim tzayoda, then you bring shtei tor mishnei ben yoyna echad loyla vechad lachatas. You bring two oifas, yeah. That's called Olav Yored. The price goes up, the price goes down, depending how much she can afford. Avelba L'Soloveitchik in his Sefer quotes, there's a commentary on Mishnayis Kinim. Mishnayis Kinim talks about a woman who's obligated to bring two oifas, oilas oif and a chatos oif, either because she was a zova, she became tahora, or because she had a leida. So when you... There's a commentary on Mishnayos, and the big Mishnayos, it's called Yoyer Kino, one of the earlier Achrayim, Yoyer Kino. It's a very good commentary. So Rav Dovah Soloveitchik quotes in his Sefer from that Sefer Yoyer Kino, he thinks that he's right, that you cannot bring, when she brings Shnei Torim, Shnei Benyon, Echad Lo'elav, Echad Lachatos, you cannot bring one Torim, one Benyon. It has to be either two Torim or two Benyon. Because it's a tziruf, it's a pair over here. So they're only mitzvah from Yachad, if they're min echad, shtei torim shnei bnei yoina, that's the simple reading of the pasuk. Not explicit in the Mishnayos, but that's what the Yorkina thinks that that's correct.
From the pasuk from Nidas, though, I saw different things that he showed him. I heard different things about from the time of the woman, let's say from when she starts to be in labor until the 40, 80 days later after she gives birth. So different people say different things about in terms of nigiyah with her husband, be with her husband. So how do we pass in terms of in the first week or two, she definitely can't be with her husband, but for those 40 days or 80 days, what's the status?
Well, she has to first go to the mikveh.
After she goes to the mikveh,
after she goes to the mikveh, so then the chumash has a din, up until the 40 days, the first 7 days, he made tumah, even if there's no dam. Even if it's what we call leida yevesh, even if it's a leida without any dam, which is impossible. It's not improbable, it's impossible. How can the baby, the sac rips out from the inside, so the whole lining starts to bleed. But even theoretically, if it would be such a thing as a lady of Eshta, the woman gives birth to a baby, no dam is written at all, that's halacha that leida is matami. So leida, if it's a baby boy, is matami for 7 days, baby girl matami for 14 days. So she can't go to the mikveh before the end of the 7 days or the 14 days. Then it then says the next 33 days by a boy, the next 66 days by a girl. The Chumash says, Teishe bidmei tohar, even if she has a riyaz dam with a maratomei, she's still tohar. That's called dam tohar. You make tohar, dam tohar. So that, the minik from the goyim is that we don't allow dam tohar bizman hazeh. But if the woman went to mikveh after 7 days and she doesn't have any riyaz dam, so then she's muteris lebailu. Then she's muteris lebailu.
And from, last I heard someone say that, someone said because of the dam from when she's in labor, that he considered dam nida, like the husband can't even like hold his wife's hand during labor. Is it?
Yeah. When she starts going into labor, we assume that when the cervix dilates sufficiently, so then that's called psichas hakever. So the Gemara assumes eifshel psichas hakever b'lo dam. When the cervix dilates, we assume that it's going to be a little dam. A little dam, a mashu dam, makes the woman into a nida. So then they're not supposed to hold on to her hand. That's right. We have a chumrah from the Goyinim that's questionable how to understand it. What the woman, when her cervix dilated, she had a riyaz dam. So does that dam make her into a nida or a zava? So sometimes a nida, sometimes a zava. It depends where she's holding. Normally, a woman who gives birth to a baby was misalekas damim for a couple of months. When the woman is pregnant, so there's no dam anida anymore. So normally, when the woman starts to have dam, because of the koshi, because of the dilation of the cervix, so she hasn't had dam for the longest time. So she, by definition, she has to be a nida. She can't be a zava. So we have, the goyim came up with the chumra, the nashi, kula nashi didan, all of our wives who give birth to a baby are considered the oldest bezovninu. We go the chumra that the dam that they had when the psichas hakever occurred, when the cervix dilated, made her into a zava. The Gemara says we're machman to treat any woman. Rebbe made a takana. We're machman to treat any woman as a riyaz dam as if she's a suffix nida, suffix zava. Maybe she's a zava. So even after the 7 days are up, maybe she has to count again shivinakim. If there was dam in the middle of the 7 days, then she has to have shivinakim. So she can't just go to mikveh after the 7 days. She has to count shivinakim. Then there's a machlokes. The Gemara says in the many disputes between Bishama and many disputes between Abai and Rava, we always ask like Rava, except for 6 cases, Yalkagam. So there's a question, what are the letters of Yalkagam stand for? So most of the letters we know, Yud is Yerushalamidah, said so in the Gemara. Ayin is Eid Zayim, it says so in the Gemara. Some of them are explicit in the Gemara. And the Lamed is not explicit in the Gemara. So that's a machlekes, Rashi and Taisus. The Rashi says that the Lamed is Lechi Haimin Me'elov, in the second perek in Erevin. And Tosfos says that it's not so. That the Lechi Hamin Me'elov, the din is like Rava, not like Abai. And the Lamed of Yalkagam is negated to this. Imeli dosa sheneroi b'hem. If a woman had a riyaz dam ziva right before the baby is born, then the baby is born. So what if in the middle of the first 7 days, when she's tamea anyway, she can't go to mikvah before the 7 days or before the 14 days? So let's say the 14 days she has a baby girl. The 14 days. So there's a little dam the first couple of days. And then the last 7 days of the 14 days, it's no dam at all. Cannot count as the shivinikim. What do you say? No, you have to have shivinikims. Because counting shivinikim has to be the 14 days she has to wait anyway. Even if there wouldn't have been any dam, she has to wait. So you can't kill two birds with one stone. You can't say that the last 7 days of the 14 days, or you may tumas your letters, the keva should be oyle lekano kan, should count for the 14 days, and should also count for the shivinikim. So the Rabbi Natam, paskin lechumer on that, that the din is like Abaye against the Rava, then you may, the lamed of Yalkigam, you may leidos reshen erbahem anad oylem nesfira zivos. And in Europe at that time, the Tosfos increases rights. All over Bore, Tsarfas, Vashkenaz, they rolled noig like the Rabbi Natam's chumer, but to Shulchan Aruch it didn't make it. Shulchan Aruch passings against the Rabbeinu Tam. That we paskan like Rava there. The Lamed is Lechi Yomim Me'elov, and Yimei Leidos Eshen Rabbeim Oilim Nesfira Zivosim. But we do follow the Gaonim. The Gaonim had this Chumr, that when the woman starts the Psichas HaKever, and there's going to be dam, makes her into a nidah, so we treat every nidah as a suffix zava, so she's going to need shivaniki, so that's going to take a while. Can't just go to mikveh after the 7 days or after the 14 days. He has to count shivanikim. The shivanikim can be in the middle of the 14 days, which it probably will just not happen. Probably will just not happen. There's a bucket full of dam that comes out. When a woman has a baby, there's a ton of dam that comes out. And it takes a long time till the dam clears up.
Is the fact that a husband and wife don't even touch lo b'der chiba during nida, is that a chumrah or is that a halacha?
Shaloba derechiba, the Issa derice is only derechiba. But Ishtoi, they made exera derabbanan. If it's not my wife, it's someone else's wife, so I'm not allowed to hug her, kiss her, dance with her, to do things derechiba. But if it's my wife, Ishti Nido, then there's exera derabbanan, that you're not allowed to touch even Shaloba derechiba. Rashi claims on the Gemara in Ksubas that you're not allowed to hand things to your wife. And Tosis argues it doesn't really say it in the Gemara, but that's the minig is lahachmer. That you don't even hand things to your wife. That doesn't really say anything more. Rashi understood like that in the Gemara. But not to touch your wife, even shalav b'derechiba, that's in the Gemara. That's a din midrabbanim. In the Torah, it's only also derechiba. Midrabbanim, it's even also shalav b'derechiba.
So after the 7 or 14 days, technically it would be okay, but since we're machmir, so you have to wait for
Shevet
Nikim, real
Shevet Nikim? You have to wait. That's the Gainim said like that. Kulu Nashi Didan, all of our wives, when they have a baby, are considered Yoldas Bezov, because we assume there must have been Dam when the Psichas HaKever occurred. And whenever a woman has Dam, that's Takonas Rebbe in the Gemara. Rebbe says he always had to treat the woman as a Sufik Nida, Sufik Zova, and a Zova Nid Shevet Nikim. So in addition to the 7 or the 14 days, you also have to have, maybe during the 7 days or the 14 days, you have to have Shivanakim. So then she can go to mikveh. So then, after she goes to mikveh already, till the end of the 40 days, till the end of the 80 days, even if she has dam, tomei, it should be mutter, so that the Goyim had another chumrah. That we don't use that heter that it says in Chumash. But Oysi Selach Mira al Atzman includes that you're not allowed to rely on the kula of dam tohar.
Should we be
machmer
for Amayan
then
also?
Or should we be machmer
for?
What do you mean for Amayan? No, that's another chumer sagayim. The Gainim are of the opinion that not only a zav needs a mayan, a zava also needs a mayan as opposed to a mikveh. So, five places Rashi quotes it and he leaves it, and five places Rashi quotes it and he says it's against the halacha because there's a mefurisha tosefta and Megillah that says ein bein zav lezava, they both need shivin. Again, they both need karbonis, but there's a difference. Azav ton maim chaim azav einu ton maim chaim. And Baruch Chumash quotes it also. He quotes the Goyim and he says it's against the tosefta. So Shulchan Aruch didn't make it. Shulchan Aruch says you don't need a mayim. We don't follow that chum. It's against the tosefta. It's just not correct.
Is it very common for those in the 33 or 66 days? That's very common for women to continuously bleed after that. So it could be weeks or months.
Not months. It'll be weeks till she'll make the shivan akim. Yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah.
The Rambam writes the Karoim had their own interpretations on all the Pesukim Chumash, so they had a different twist in the pasuk. We have a tradition of the Torah Shebaal Peh. How you translate Teishev b'dmei tohara? So she's muteris lebailo even if she has dam with a maratome. Teishev b'dmei tohara. We declare that dam is dam tohar. And it's Yemei Tahara. So the Karoim had a twist, the reverse, Lachumr. The Karoim had Lachumr Lakula. Their whole religion was no similarity, living or dead, to the Jewish religion. So they had the reverse. They shaved in Mei Tahara, that even though all year long, if a woman has a flow that's yellow or some other color, brown, that's not Maratome. Maratome is only Odom Kadam, only if it's red. But during the 33 days or the 66 days, you have machmir that even b'dmei toharo, adam with a maratohar is teishev. She's asur lebailo. So the Rambam says that that's apikursus. Rambam says that there are those who will not go to mikveh till after the 40 days are up, till after the 80 days are up, because they're concerned that any dam, any flow that comes out, even if the maratohar asas the isha lebailo, says that that's apikursus. You're not allowed to have such a chumrah.
I thought you said at one point that you don't need the chumrah and what the Torah matir.
Yes.
So how come we do that here?
The Taz claims like that, that the Chachamim have no right to make Gzera Kenega Daba HaMufurish Batar. There are different sources in the Rishonim where half of the Rishonim agree explicitly, half of the Rishonim disagree explicitly. But here, the Goyim say, we're not Boyal Adam Tohar because B'nai Sishalach Meir Alatzman, because of the Minik. He doesn't say that it's a Din Medirabbanan. The Minik has it that B'nai Sishal have certain Chumras, even though it's more than the Din requires, more than the Chachamim required. So the Goyim say that this too is included in the Chumra B'nai Sishalach Meir Alatzman. You can have Minhagim Keneged Davim Afurish Batara, the Chumra. But the Taz claims that Chachamim have the right to make Exer Adirabbanan. Because all the dinim derabbanan have to blend in to become part of the Torah Shebaal Peh. How can it be an outright stira between a pasuk and chumash and a chumra midirabbanan?
For those who understand that the Nosi Sulah
Hachmer Alatzman
is a takana
midirabbanan,
what could be?
No, the Gemara says it's not a takana midirabbanan. The Gemara says it's a minig. The Gemara says hechad nog nog, hechad lo nog lo nog. There's a machlokes, a rishonim, maybe bizman hazeh, maybe it's already so many centuries later. So maybe Bizman Azeh, it's a takana. So we don't pass like that. We pass can even Bizman Azeh, it's a minik. That's a machlaika. In Bizman HaGemara, but it's a chmira alatzman was only a minik. That's befavish in Gemara. Echad od nog lo nog. But Bizman Azeh, there's a machlaika, is the Raibin and the Ramban, and the Shach and Yeridea says, we pass can even Bizman Azeh, it's only a minik.
Also, what about when Gemara yesterday about how does Masha make Tasa? He said that not a grandma. He said, right, the Chachamim probably say it's Midarabana.
Yeah.
Be,
I don't know if that's Dava Mefurish Batar El Hete Adrasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh. I don't know if that's Dava Mefurish Batar. Dava Mefurish Batar means black on white. Like the Rishonim ask Akasha, if the Chachamim prohibited blowing shofar when Rosh Hashanah Cholias B'Shabbos and shaking a lulav, the same year when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, so the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. So the Chiv Netilos Lulav Menatar is only Lekach Melchem Yom Rishon. Netilos Lulav, the rest of Sukkot is only Midirabbanan. After the Churban Abay, Zechel HaMikdash. So the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to shake a lulav and so on. So why didn't they prohibit when a bris milah falls out on Shabbos? Why didn't they make Gzer de Rabbanon? Gzer Rishem Yavirenu. He may carry the baby, he may carry the sakin, shel milah. So the Rishonim give six answers on that kasha. The Miri collects all the six answers. You look all over the place, and the Miri in Megillah, beginning of Megillah, when the Gemara says Gzer Rishem Yavirenu, by the Megillah, so he quotes all the six answers. So what are the answers? It's like the Taz. That since it says explicitly, and the Gemara says everything says already in Parshas Lech Lecha, that Mila is Bishmini. So why is it repeated here? So the Gemara says it's repeated to imply that it's even Doicha Shabbos. So the Miri holds that that's called Dava HaMefurish Batayra, and therefore they have no right to make Gzeira D'Rabban. So others are not so convinced that there is such a klal, and others hold that's called davar mefurish b'Torah. It's a drasha of the Torah Shemal Peh, that the reason why it's repeated, that's not explicit. That's not explicit.
If it's clear that like the wife will be distressed if the husband, like she needs him to hold her hand or something, so is that a suffix sakana or a kavod abrios or something?
Kavod abrios it isn't, that's for sure. Kavod abrios means if a person doesn't have any clothes on, he's going to have to walk in the street naked. So he doesn't have the basic covet that a human dignity, that a human being deserves. A person goes to the Beis HaKisei, doesn't wipe himself off, he's going to walk around, he's going to smell, so people are going to see there's something wrong with him. That's kavod abrios. There's a psychological hang-up. You got to go to the session. What should you look for in marriage? Look for a girl who's religious. There's not going to be. Look for a girl who's stable. You don't look for a girl who has to, you have to hold a hand. Every month you have to hold a hand. The husband doesn't have to hold his wife's hand all day long. So why, only when she's in need, does he have to hold a hand?
She's very stressed out.
It's okay. I remember.
It's okay.
You have to marry a girl who's sturdy enough that she's not going to fall apart after she has a baby. I remember my wife had her sixth baby or something. We have nine children. So I think my wife had her sixth baby when one of the rabbis in the yeshiva had his first baby. So my wife was jumping around the hospital the day after the baby was born. So the rebbe says to her, she bumped into this rebbe whose wife just had her first baby. They were rolling her in the halls. So he says, here's Rabbinson Schechter, she just had her sixth baby. Someday we're also going to have six babies. So the poor woman was ready to drop dead over the first baby. So the husband tells, we're going to have six babies. That wasn't the time to tell. But you have to marry a girl who's stable and sturdy and doesn't need you to hold a hand.
I'm talking about during the labor, not like after. So that
doesn't need during the labor, Ina.
Some people can lose control of it.
You have to be stable. My wife didn't want me in the room when she was in labor. She wasn't interested. She doesn't need any help. There's a Leil Iyun on dating this coming Tuesday night. When is it? Tuesday night. No, it's important. Okay. Yes? Yeah, we don't hold like that. Yes. He quotes an opinion, chardel means the color. So we don't accept that. If it's the color, chardel, we make it all the time. And chardel means the size, even though it's a small amount.
You know, everyone's quoted in a town holds like that Rambam, the Minhag HaKaraim, not like the Rambam, like the Minhag HaKaraim, the Matmir, wait that long.
The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch quotes a minhag that the woman doesn't go to mikveh till after the 40 days and after the 80 days. So he says you shouldn't adopt the minhag, but if you, because it smacks from the Minhag HaKaraim that they held, even if the woman has dam with a mara tohar, she's asura abayla. But if he says, if it's clear that that's the meaning in your community, so then you can follow it. And the Ramon, the Darkei Moshe, on the tour, quoted by the Shach, explains what the meaning is based on. So it's based on the Rabbi Natan with a long story. Based on the Rabbi Natan we said before, with a long, long story, yeah. But we don't have that meaning. If you don't have the meaning, the Ramon does not recommend to adopt that meaning. Yeah, this carbon of the Oledes is it other biyarit? If you can't afford it, you bring less expensive. It's brought by Shiras of the Dalos. In Parshas Vayikra, there was other biyarit that's brought by Shiras Dalos or Dali Dalos. By Shuas Bito and Shuas Eidus. And Tumas Migdash Kadoshov. If you can't afford Dalos, you bring Dali. Here it's only Shiras and Dalos, and the same thing in Parshas Mitzor. When the Mitzor becomes Tohar, so there's an other biyarit that's only Shiras and Dalos. There is no Dali Dalos. This carbon, one of the Abba Mechusri Kapara, we were talking last week, 2 weeks ago, whenever, one of the Abba Mechusri Kapara, that calls man, she doesn't bring the carbon, her tahara is incomplete. Normally, when a person goes to mikveh, he has to have Harav Shemesh afterwards, and until he has Harav Shemesh, he's not permitted to eat truma. That's the opening Mishnah in Brachos. Until Harav Shemesh is not allowed to eat truma. Here, Rashi quotes from the Gemara, if the Oledes goes to mikveh after the 7 days or after the 14 days, we call her a Tvul Yom Aruch, till the end of the 40 days, till the end of the 80 days, she's not allowed to eat truma. The Harav Shemesh has to be the Harav Shemesh at the end of the 40 days, the end of the 80 days. Then after the Harav Shemesh, then she has to bring the Korban HaYoledes. She's one of the Abba Mechus Yekapor. That's the name of the second parak increases. Abba Mechus Yekapor. Aim. And one of them is the Yoledes. Until she brings the korban, she may not enter the Beis Hamikdash, and she may not eat the korban. So if a woman wants to eat korban Pesach, she has to bring the korban HaYoledes. She doesn't necessarily have to go to the Beis Hamikdash. She can send the money with someone else, and they'll be makriv the korban. They had a special box, special shofar, special gigantic pushka, where they used to put money in an envelope, and they used to write, this is for Korban Yoledes, this and this woman, you should use the money, to bring the Korban. The woman doesn't have to be there. The Mishnah has a klal, Heich Korbanu Shalodim Korabeinu Emir Al Gabov. L'chatchila, the din requires that whenever a person brings a Korban, he should be present in the Azara when they're bringing the Korban. Even if he's not present, let's say he was Mechal Shabbos B'shoiging and has to bring a Chatos. Or he said, Hari Elah Oila, Hari Elah Shlamim. So L'chatchila, the mitzvah requires, Hech Kabana Shalom Kar, Be'emen Rein Baal Gaba. He should be there. But if he can't be there, so the din is, he can be Mishalech Karbanos. He can send the money to the Beis HaMikdash and they'll be makarin on your behalf. The Kima mitzvah will be incomplete.
What's the, for why is there a Chatos?
That's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Why the Chatos? It's a big machlekes tatanoim, but nafkeminis ledinan. the first parak in Dorim and in other places, why the chatas? Yeah, it's a big discussion. So some of the mefarshim point out that this din lechatchila hech kabanu shaladim kar ve'ena emir al gabav does not apply to mechusri kapara, because mechusri kapara, it's a totally different kind of a carbon. It's a carbon that's metahir. It's a matir. So you don't even need, the Gemara says, Mechusir Kapara, Hakal Tzir, the Gemara in Dorim, and Daf Lamed Vav says, Hakal Tzrich Men Das, Chutz Men Mechusir Kapara. Whenever you makar of a carbon on behalf of someone, carbon Shlamen, carbon Chatas, carbon Oil, carbon Pesach, you need Das Ha'odam, you need Das Ha'bailam. The person has to know in advance that they're being makar of the carbon on his behalf. Let's say someone was Machal Shabbos, and he feels terrible, and he knows he has to bring a carbon Chatas, and he can't afford it. It costs $500 to pay for an animal. So let's say his next door neighbor knows about it. So the next door neighbor sends a check for $500 to the Beis Hamikdash. And he says, please bring a carbon chatas on behalf of my next door neighbor and send him a letter that it's been taken care of. A chatas has been brought on your behalf. So the Gemara says, if you did it, the guy's not yotze. He has to know in advance before they're makar of it. There's all discussion in the Gemara in Erechin. Does he have to know in advance before they're magdash it? Or is it enough if he knows before they're makar of it? How much does he have to know? But you need das. Chutz me mechusir kapar. If it's a carbon mechusir kapar, you don't have to have das or adam at all. As long as someone brought the carbon on behalf of the person, is good. And Gemara says, let's say a person has little children. Let's say he has a little baby girl, and the girl became a zava. A little baby girl. Freak. Girl became a zava at the age of 1 year old. So he wants the daughter to become tohira legamre. He wants that when the daughter will be old enough, she'll be able to eat truma, if she's a bas kohen, be able to eat the korban pesach. So the Gemara says, she came on a mevi al benov al bita haktanim. If the son becomes a zav, and then it heals, so the father, the parents, can bring the korbanas hazav on behalf of the child, or the daughter becomes a zava. So the parents can become bring the korbanas on behalf of the child. You don't need hakob tzichem das chutz mim chusir kapa. You don't need das al adam. It's a different kind of a karma. It's like pushing a person into the mikveh. Just like if a person is not old, let's say you have a little baby. The baby doesn't understand b'chla what's going on. But you know the baby is tummy, so you push him into the mikveh, he becomes tahor without das. So here also, you can bring the korbanos on behalf of the ketan and even without das.
There's a
Ma'al
Ma'al Machmer on that, but I think that's not
sure. Ramos Machmer what?
She needs das.
The Gemara says sometimes midirabbanan in idah. So that's the question. What about tefilas nida lebailo? Is there a chumim midirabbanan? Nida le truma, nida le kochim or le truma? There's a chumim midirabbanan. That's chaima b'akaydush. That's mishnayis in the third parak in Maseches Chagiga. The last parak in Chagiga talks about the chumim midirabbanan when a person is toivel in a mikveh. And he wants to eat truma, a kohen in this table, he has to have in mind that when he's being table, he's going to be allowed to eat truma. That's midir rabbanon. And even if he had a mind to eat truma, he didn't have a mind to eat kachim, so midir rabbanon, he has to be table again, the shame kachim. That's chumer, it's midir rabbanon. So that's the shayla. Was the Rebbe chumer made midir rabbanon, and again, the need of the Bible. Unrelated to the topic of mitzvah tzichas kavana, I'll be pashtus. Mitzvah tzichas kavana, even if you all tefillah bizman is a mitzvah, we had on daf kufchof. Aleph, Kuf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara had a machlekes hatanaim, where the tefillah is man mitzvah, the tefillah is man a lav mitzvah, and there's a machlekes hagoinim, had a paskin, bisman hagoinim, rov of the goinim held tefillah bisman is mitzvah. In the later generation, bisman the rishonim, the consensus already shifted, and the accepted opinion is that tefillah is man a lav mitzvah. Tefillah is man a lav mitzvah. But even if you're that tefillah is man a mitzvah, so you need kavanah to fulfill that mitzvah. If you have tzvichas mitzvah, it's kavanah. But you don't need kavanah that the tefillah should be chal. Tefillah does need kavanah. Menatar does need kavanah that the tefillah should be chal. The Pashto says that it's unrelated to the topic. Whether tefillah needs kavanah or not, that it should be chal, is unrelated to the topic whether mitzvah tzvichas kavanah. There's a difficult Ramban and the Mohammed. In one place, Ramban writes that kavana by tefillah is dependent on the issue whether mitzvah sichas kavana, mitzvah sichas kavana. It's a difficult Ramban, problematic Ramban. So the Mishnah increases. The Mishnah says, let's say a woman had 9 babies, then they build a Beis HaMikdash, so she has to bring 9 sets of kavanas. Not enough, she has to bring 1 set. But the Mishnah says, once she brings the first set of kavanas, so she's already tohira, she's allowed to eat korban Pesach, no longer considered mechusi kippurim. Vashara la chayva, the other eight sets of karbanas she has to bring to be yotze the mitzvah. But you don't say till she brings all the nine sets of karbanas she has the status of mechusi kippurim. And the Gemara gives an increase. The Gemara says, "Mashal amad avadayma." Let's say a person attended 10 funerals, so he has to have 10 times hazal shlishi shvi. He has to go to mikveh 10 times. No, there are 10 reasons why he's tamei meis. A person touches 10 nevelos. He picks up a piece of meat in the AP. It's nevela meat, so it's matami b'masa. So he became tamei 10 times. He touched 10 different times. He doesn't have to be tovel in mikveh 10 times. The 10 reasons why he's tamei, he goes to the mikveh once, he's tahor. So the Gemara says, the mechusi kippurim, the yoled, has had 9 babies. When she brings the first set of karbanas, that already completed the whole Torah process. V'hashar ala chayva, the other 8 sets of karbanas she has to bring. So the Mishnah increases, describes that bizman ba'isheni, there used to be merchants in Yerushalayim who used to sell the birds. There are people who are wealthy who can afford it, so they bring an oilas behem and a chatasayv. People who couldn't afford it, they bring shtei torim and shnei bnei yayna. So they used to jack up the prices, used to charge unreasonable prices. So the mission says that the chachamim tried to knock down the price and they didn't succeed. So I think the mission says Rabbi Gamliel, who was bizman abayis, Rabbi Gamliel publicized the din that a woman, Isha Shoyaleba Kamaleda, she had several babies, she doesn't have to bring 9 sets of kabbanas. She brings 1 set of kabbanas, she doesn't have to bring any more. So the conservatives used to say, you see that you can change the laws of the Torah when there's an economic consideration. That's taka. How do you deal with that? That Mishnah increases is quoted in the end of Bava Basra. So the Shittim Kubetze says on that, that's true. Just like the Chachamim prohibited us from blowing Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, and they prohibited us from shaking Galula, but didn't they raise it? Yesh kach b'yal chachamim lakadom min ator b'shev yal tasa. So here, Ashar alei chayvim min ator, she's obligated to bring another 8 sets of karbon. So the chachamim, in order to knock down the prices, so they said, ein ashar alei chayvim. And then, it's not true. It didn't really is ashar alei chayvim, but lohay roh asho, they made such a din, ein ashar alei chayvim. Yesh kach b'yal chachamim lakadom min ator b'shev yal tasa. The Netziv, in his commentary on Chumash on this week's Sedra, quotes, with big respect, quotes his son, Chaim Berlin. The Netziv had a son, Rab Chaim Berlin and Rab Meir Bar Ilan. Rab Chaim Berlin was the son from the first wife, Rab Meir Bar Ilan was the son after the first wife died at a ripe old age, and Netziv married his niece, who was divorced from her first husband. And she had, Rab Meir Bar Ilan was the son from the second wife. She was Chaim Berlin. Rav Meir Bar Ilan was for a period of time the president of YU. So Chaim Berlin and YU are brothers, half brothers. Okay. So he quotes his older son. He quotes as if he were some. He quotes in Harav HaGoyin with such respect. I don't know, but a person quotes his own son. He writes with such derech eretz with his own son. Very strange. So he quotes Rav Chaim Berlin had a suggestion that maybe what Rabbi Gamliel said was his Shittim Iker Adin, against the Shittim Kubetzes. He says, because the pasuk from which the Gemara learns out that you have to bring a set of karbanas for each one of the, each pregnancy, if a woman has twins, she doesn't have to bring 2 sets of karbanas. It was 1 pregnancy. But if a woman had 9 pregnancies, then she has to bring 9 sets of karbanas. So that pasuk only says in the beginning of the parasha when it's talking about Ashiras. And then in the last pasuk, that's when you bring the dalos. So Rav Chaim Berlin suggested there is no drasha that you have to bring for each pregnancy. So he suggested maybe that's Rabbi Gamaliel saying the ikra din derais. He didn't. It wasn't even yeshkach lakar v'shei bi'altasa. Maybe he was saying what the din derais. If that's really the din derais, then you're not allowed to bring the rest. Not just ein ashar lachav. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Even if you want to, you can't bring a chatos. It's not bob and edim and a dove. One of them is a chatos, one is an oilo. It's not bob and edim and a dove. If you're not chayv, you don't bring it. What if the woman has a suffix leido? How can you have a suffix leido? It means the woman had a miscarriage, and she's not sure whether the baby was after memyom, before Mem Yom, so there's no Tzuras Avlad. At the age of Mem Yom into the pregnancy, so the fetus is something like an inch by an inch, and on the 43rd day or something like that, the 43rd day, 44th day, so then it looks like a little, the size of a little cookie, like a gingerbread man. You can see the arms and the legs, but the whole thing is only an inch by an inch. The whole thing is so tiny. So that's called the Tzuras Havlat. So if a woman had a miscarriage approximately, if it's before 40 days, for sure it's nothing. If it's approximately 45 days, so then and she didn't see it, sometimes it'll just fall out of her body, she won't even see it, it'll be flushed down the toilet. She didn't have a chance to look at it, so then it's a Suffolk Leda, Suffolk, whether it's not a Leda. So you can't bring a Chatas, not Bob and Edom and Adav. You cannot bring a Chatas if you know you're Mechuyev. If you're not Mechuyev, it'll be Chulam Bazar, because a Chatas is not Chal if you're not Mechuyev. So if the woman can't bring the Karbanas, she should be a Suffolk for the rest of her life, whether she can enter the Beis HaMikdash, whether she can eat from Pesach. So the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, there's an institution of Chatas Oif Abo Al HaSuffolk. Only by Mechusir Kippurim. By Mechusir Kippurim, if you're going to have a Suffolk, so you're going to say she can't bring the Chatas because of Suffolk Chulam Bazara, so she'll be stuck for the rest of her life. She can never eat Korban Pesach again. It can't be. So the Gemara learns that from a drasha in the Pasuk that there exists an institution of Chatas Oif Abo Al HaSuffolk. So the Mishnah says Chatas Oif Abo Al HaSuffolk is Korev. You learn that from the Pasuk, but it's Eina Nechal because he do Malika with a fingernail. So Malika is not kosher for Shechita. So according to the Tzad, that it's a Chatas, so the Kohen can eat it. Even though it's he shecht it with his fingernail, and that's Psul Mechuber, you can't shecht the chicken, you can't shecht the bird with a Tziporin. That's considered Shechita Mechuber is a Psul there, right? So it's no good. But the Gemara says, Melikosa, Zui Shechitosa, that's the Xeris HaKosov. If it's a Chatas that's brought Kedin, then the Kohen are permitted to eat the Chatas Haif. But Chatas Haif, Abol HaSafik, so the Torah says you're allowed to bring it, but the Torah never says you're allowed to eat it. So Gemara says it's korei ve'en anechal. You're not allowed to eat it because it's a suffik nevela. You're not so convinced that because it's a ishchitas. Who says that it was a maliki kedin?
You can't bring a behemah?
No. No. Even Bashira, she brings a chatasai. If you don't bring a chatasai behemah, right? If you bring an ashem talui, that is nechal. Hashem Tolu is a vadai korban. Whenever you have a suffix, whether you ate, person is mesupik, whether he ate chaylev or he didn't eat chaylev, so then you bring an Hashem Tolu. Hashem Tolu is korev and it's nechal. That's a vadai korban. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Whenever you have a suffix korev, so there's a vadai korban of Hashem Tolu. It's bar korev and it's nechal. But if you bring a chatu saif abol a suffix, that's a suffix korban. So it's exeris hakosav that it's korev, but there's no pasuk that it's nechal. So the Gemara says that it's ain't a nechal. It's korev ein anechal because of the simon. All the tumas are divided into two categories. There's tumas mago and there's tuma hayotza ola migufoy. We spoke about it already. Tumah Yotza Megufa is considered mochom, azav zav or yoledes, and mitzorah, the tumah develops within his body. If you attend a funeral, you mekabel tumah from outside. The mace is metame. I pick up a piece of nevela in the A&P, so I pick it up, the nevela is metame b'masa. Or if I touch one of the shemana shvatzim, hamur matarim. Achbor, a dead mouse, is metame. Shvatzim are only metame b'maga, not metame b'masa. So if you don't touch the dead mouse itself, just touch the trap. I pick up the mouse trap and I throw it in the garbage. That's masa. So the shemana shvatzim are not matami b'masa. Nivlas beema is matami b'masa. So the Rambam writes an interesting word. He says the Mishnah is clear that a mitzvah, the status of tumah hayotza olav migufay. The Rambam writes, despite the fact that you need a koyin to paskan that he's tummy, he doesn't become tummy automatically. When one develops a negat saras, one would have thought he's automatically tamei, tumei yotza l'megufa. He developed it like a zab zav or yoledes, they become tamei immediately. Mitzora is unusual. He doesn't become tamei till the kohen declares him as tamei. And nonetheless, it's called a tumei yotza l'megufa. That's the halacha is considered. What are the afkaminis in tumei yotza l'megufa? That it's machomer. So one nafkamina is about knisa lahar abayis. No tummy, even if he just tummy meis, no tummy is allowed to enter the azar at machna shechina. But harabayis is machna leviya. So machna leviya only minatara, only one who has a tumah hiyotza ala miglufoy, is prohibited to enter the harabayis. If he's only a tummy meis minatara, he's allowed to enter the harabayis. Midirabbana, they divided the harabayis into three parts, and in the inner part, the tummy meis is not allowed to go. But minatara, the tummy meis is muta in the whole harabayis. What's another difference between tumah hiyotza ala miglufoy as opposed to tumas maga? What's another difference on the level of the raisa? So Tosfos claims that tuma is muta betzibur, that if all the kohanim are tomei, he is permitted to be makriv the tminim u'masafim, either tuma hutra betzibur, tuma duchuya betzibur, we pass from duchuya betzibur, not hutra. So Tosfos claims that that's only tumas maga, not tuma yotza ala migufa. The Rambam, before Hanukkah, we must have discussed it. The Rambam Shita is more strict than Tosfos. Rambam says, not all tumas maga, only tumas meis. Because the pasuk that we learn out, that tumas muta betzibur, is from the institution of Pesach Sheni, that we say, ayochid is nitcha lePesach Sheni, vein atzima nitcha lePesach Sheni. And the original parsha of Pesach Sheni says, vayih anoshim, shohoy tmeim lenefesh odom. They were tmei meisim. So according to the Rambam, even if a person is a tomi sheretz, someone touched the sheretz, or someone touched another person who's a zaba, zavi, a letters, a mitzori, is a kabutuma, also not muta betzibur. Only tumas meis mamish. But Tosfos writes, all tumas maga is muta betzibur. If all the kohanim are tumas, tumas muta betzibur is only tumas maga, not tumah yotza ala migufay. Yeah, what's the din of safik tuma b'shus hayochid sveika tomei, safik tuma b'shus harabim sveika tohor? We mentioned many times there are three different areas of halacha: there's tuma, the tara, the zisa, the heta, and there's dini mamanis. That's how they quote from the Vilna Goyen. And now there is a Leo and Chumash, they quote, says ki palmim chadavel amishban beidam ledam beidin ledin beinega lenega. So the Talmidei Hagra quote in his name Khan, and this pasuk kiddel haTorah, the Torah sums up kol gimchal kiator. All the three areas of halacha: beidam ledam is isa leheter, whether the woman is a need or a baila; beidin ledin is dinim mamis; beinega lenega is tumah v'tar. So that's why the Gemara has klolim isa mitumah lo yafinon and mamani miyisura lo yafinon. Within each area, within Yisra Leheti, you can learn that midin echad l'chavera. Kal v'chaymer, ma'amatzinu. And within Tumah V'tar, you can learn that midin echad l'chavera. And within dinim mamonis, you can learn that. But you can't learn that from one to the other. Yisra mitumah l'yafinan, l'manah mi'yisurah l'yafinan. Different areas of halacha. So these three different areas of halacha, each one has a different way how to pass from the makom safek. We don't always know what the facts are. We're supposed to figure out what the dinim are, but we don't always know what the dinim are. Even if we would be geniuses, we don't always know what the facts are. So if you have a sofik, b'mayna the din is hamaytza mechaver olav harayi, you go l'kula, sof mayna l'kula. Sofik yisuri, you go l'chumr, sveika derasi l'chumr. And sofik tumah is in ganzer in a different rule. Sofik tumah b'shir sarachat, sveika tomei vaday. Sofik tumah b'shir sarab, sveika tohar vaday. So there are beferish rayas from the Gemara, from Mishnayos like that, that Sofik Tumah B'Shus Erechet Sveika Tomei Vaday, B'Shus Eram Sveika Tohar Vaday, the Kololim do not apply to a Metzora. That's for sure, it does not apply to a Metzora. There is 2 days in Tosfos, the first daf in Nida, the Beis Amin Aleph, and Bava Kama, daf Yud Aleph, Tosfos and the Shidim Gobetzes, there is a Machlokes, do we say the Kololi HaPsak of Sofik Tumah B'Shus Erechet B'Shus Eram don't apply to Mitzorah along with all the Tumah Yotzah LeMigufay, only applies to Sofik Tumas Maga? Or you say, no, only Mitzorah is the exception to the rule. All the other Tumah Yotzah LeMigufay are the same as Tumas Maga, that the Kololi HaPsak do apply. But the Mitzorah for sure it doesn't apply. The Kololi HaPsak of Sofik Tumas Yotzah LeMigufay certainly don't apply to a Mitzorah. Why not? Why should Mitzorah, if you say the whole category, the whole class of Tumah Yotzah LeMigufay is different, okay? So we know it's a different category of tumah, but again, there's several dinim deraisa, as well as dinim derabbanon, the other dinim derabbanon. But why should you say that Metzorah is different from the others? So that's what there's a sefer Mein Avtoach. Mein Avtoach is a running commentary on Hakdamas HaRambam L'Seder Taras. The Rambam wrote a Hakdamah to the whole Pirush HaMishnah, so it's printed in the beginning of Brachas. Then the Rambam wrote a Hakdamah to Seder Kodshim. In the Pirush HaMishnah, the Rambam has Hakdamah to say the Taras. So So in the Hakdama to Seder Taras, he lists off all the klolim, all the basic principles of Tumah V'Tara. So this Sefer Main Avtarach has a text on the top of the page, is Hakdamas HaRamam, the Taras, and on the bottom of the page he gives you all the comments. Rav Soloveitchik once said in a public talk that the Sefer Main Avtarach was always on Rav Chaim's table. He held it always on his table, he used it a lot. Okay. At the end, Rav Soloveitchik knew his grandfather Rav Chaim at the end of his life, the last 15 years. In the last 15 years of Rav Chaim's life, he was so obsessed with death, he was afraid he was going to die. So in order not to be nervous about dying, so he learned Aholus, that talks a lot about Tumas Meis. So he got used to talking about dead bodies. So he was no longer nervous about that. So Rav Soloveitchik knew him at the end of his life. At the end of his life, he had the main Avtarach on his table all the time. The earlier years, I doubt that he had the main Avtarach on his desk all the time. Encyclopedia Talmud did. They say that one of the editors told me many years ago, 40 years ago, 45 years ago, he told me that on Tumah V'Tara, you don't have one page in the encyclopedia where they don't quote Rav Chaim. In other areas, halacha, you can go many pages, you can go 10 pages without quoting Rav Chaim in a footnote. Tumah V'Tara, they always have to quote Rav Chaim.
Maybe the Bracha L'Rambam, that's the most he has
on Tumas Meis. On Tumas Meis? Wow. Okay. Must have been very nervous. Okay. Okay. So in the Sefer Main Avtarach, he explains, why should Metzora be so different? So he says, it's not called a Sofik Tumah. What does it mean, Sofik Yisra V'Hetah? Maybe Muta, maybe Osa. Sofik Mamayna, maybe I'm Chayv to pay, maybe I'm not Chayv to pay. Sofik Tumah means either Tomei Tohar. By Metzora, those are not the Tuts Dodim. Even if he should be Tomei, he's not going to be Tomei automatically till the Kohen declares that he's Tomei. So it's not called a Sofik Tumah. It's a Sofik, is he Tohar and there's no Mitzvah L'Tamo, or is he Tohar and there is a Mitzvah L'Tamo? But that's not called a Sofik Tumah. Sofik Tumah is if the Tuts Dodi has Sofik Gar. Is he Tomei, is he Tohar? But by the Mitzvah, even if he should be Tomei, he doesn't become Tomei automatically. The Kohen has to declare him as Tomei. So that's not called a Sofik Tumah. And if the Mitzvah is Tomei Vadai, and then we want to know, maybe he's cured, maybe he's healed, you should go through the entire process. Again, it doesn't become Tohar automatically. It has to go through a whole process. It's not a Sofik, is he Tomei, is he Tohar? It's a Sofik, is he Tomei, and there's a Mitzvah L'Taharo, or is he Tomei, and there's no Mitzvah L'Taharo. You're not sure whether he should be Mitzvahim or not. So that's why Sofik Mitzvah, by Sofik Tumas Tzaras, for sure you don't say Sofik Tumas Tzaras, say Yachab B'Shu Tzaram. The Klal HaPsak don't apply. And there's one big opinion in the Rishonim, the first Taisus, first Daf in Nida, it's not the first Taisus, the second Taisus, but it's on the first Daf in Nida, on Beis Amin Aleph, that Taisus has two opinions. One opinion is that the Klal HaPsak of Sofik Tumah B'Shu Tzaras B'Shu Tzaram B'Chlal don't apply to all the Tumah Yotzeh L'Megufay. So the Torah has the three Simani Tumah by Metzora. There's a Metzora Muzgar and there's a Metzora Mukhlot. There's a Metzora Muzgar where we don't have the Simani Tumah. You see the Negat Tzaras and you don't have any one of the three Simani Tumah. What are the three Simani Tumah? Michya Pisoyan and Se'alovan. If let's say the person developed the Negat Tzaras, the right size, minimum size, and then he tells us that he had hair growing there, and after the Negat Tzaras developed, Ser Banego Hafach Lovon. Kodmo Baharis L'Se'alovan. First it became a Baharis, a Negat Tzaras. And then the normal color hair turned into Se'alovan. So then that's a Siman Tumah. So if he tells this to the Kohen, the Kohen sees it's the right size, the Kohen will declare him as a Tomei Mukhlot right away, the first minute. He'll say, you are Mukhlot, you're Tomei, absolutely Tomei. If the Seir didn't turn white yet, so he'll just say he's a Metzora Muzgar, he's Giras Hanega. So then you'll see at the end of a week. So if you have Pisoyon, if the Nega expands, it covers more space. Let's say the person comes to the Kohen after 6 months, he says, 6 months ago, I developed a little Negat Tzaras, and every week it keeps on growing bigger, 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 and now it's so big. So that's not called Pisoyim. Pisoyim means after the Kohen looked at it, did it have Pisoyim. The fact that it's growing bigger, 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 if it comes to the Kohen, that's not called Pisoyim. But if at the end of the week of Hezger, then it grew bigger, so that's Pisoyim. And Se'alovan means first it had a Baharis, then it developed a Se'alovan. And Michya means there's a blotch, there's an area on the skin that has a negatzaras, and in the middle of the area that's negatzaras, there's skin that's normal color. Michnis basachai basachai looks like normal skin. So that's a simen tumah. So if you have any one of the three simani tumah, you declare that is a mitzvah muchlot. And if he only has a negatzaras, but he doesn't have any of the three, then he's a mitzvah muzgar. What does it mean? Muzgar, his giras anega. What does it mean? His giras anega. So the tour in his commentary on Chumash has an interpretation. His giras anega means he puts a bandage on top of the nega. People usually assume his giras anega means that they should lock him up in a house. He should stay in a house. He shouldn't walk around. The tour thinks that it does mean like that. His giras anega doesn't say his giras amenuga. He says he put a bandage on top of the nega. That's a shot of what it means. What are the differences between a mitzora muzgar and mitzora muchlot? So that's a Mishnah in the first perik in Megillah. Ein be mitzora muzgar, mitzora muchlot, ela priya prima bilvad. Not exactly. The Gemara says, alinyan shluach machna, they all have the same din. That's a posik later in the parsha. Towards the end of parsha's Tazria, so it has all the details of a person who has a negat saras. But he says, God of you furumim, v'roshi yeh farua, v'asofam yateh v'tomei tomei yikra, kamea shenega bo, bodo yesh m'chutz l'machana moishovai. M'chutz l'machana means chutz l'sholosh machnois. He's allowed, not only is not allowed to be in the Azorah, no tomei is allowed to be in the Azorah, not only is not allowed to be in Harabayis, because the tumei yosel and b'guf is not allowed to be anywhere in Yerushalayim. All of Yerushalayim has the status of Machne Yisrael, and the Mitzvah is Meshtalei Chutz L'Sholosh Machne. It's not only Machne Shechim, Machne Leviya, even Machne Yisrael. The Mitzvah is not allowed to enter any Ayoris HaMakov Eschayim and Mimos Yeshua Benun. But that's a Machlok Yisrael Rishayim, whether Ayoris HaMakov Chomos Yeshua Benun have the din of Kedushas Machne, and has taka the status of Machne Yisrael, and Lo Yovel Tocha Machne, the Pasuk says in Chumash Bamidbar. Lo yovel tocha machne is alav. Here it's only written as an essay. Bodo yesh b'chutz la'machne ma'ishov is an essay. But in addition to the essay, there's alav. Lo yovel tocha machne. So if the mitzvah enters Yerushalayim, then he's loike. What if he enters one of the other ayoras ha'makov eschayim? So that's a machloikis harishayim. The mefarshim on the Mishnah is whether all ayoras ha'makov eschayim have the status of machne Yisrael. No, only Yerushalayim is machne Yisrael. It's a din. Bodo yesh. He shouldn't enter Ayaris HaMakav Eschayim, it's an Issa Reseh, but it wouldn't be an Issa Lav. That's a Machlekes HaRishon. What else? What are the Hanhogas of the Mitzorah?
So the Mitzorah Muzgar has to be Chutz V'Gimel
Machnas
also?
Mitzorah Muzgar also, yeah. That's the Gemara in Megillah, the first pair of comments. The Mishnah says, Amen, Mitzorah Muzgar, Mitzorah Muzgar, Tela Priya Prima Bilvad, Ripping Kriya, and Rosh Yeh Farua, whatever that means. So the Gemara's Medayk, Olinyan Shluach Machne, Zev Zeshav. They both have to leave all the Sholosh Machnas. Even the Mitzvah Muzgar has to leave all the Sholosh Machnas. Yeah, that's the Gemara. There's another difference. The Chumash says when the Mitzorah gets healed and he's cured, he has to bring a whole set of Karbanas. So that special set of Karbanas, that's only if he was declared as a Mitzorah Muchlot, and then he becomes Tohar. But if he was never declared as a Muchlot, he was only a Muzgar, and then he gets the nega disappears, and then he has to be mitire himself, he has to go to mikveh, but he doesn't have to have the whole the tiglachas in the set of korbanos. That's not needed.
What is it that he's in his house?
The hisgir is a nega. When he's a mitzora muzgar, that's the question. What does it mean the hisgir? So the tour in his commentary on Chumash thinks that it doesn't mean, people usually assume he has to stay in a house. So the tour doesn't think that that's correct. He thinks Hizgir is Hanega means that you put a bandage on top of the Nega. Yeah, they both have to go Chutz Mishol. Both the Mitzor Muzgar and the Mitzor Mukhla both have to be Chutz Mishol Shmachnas. That's the Gemara in the first parak in Megillah. The Mishnah says that Ein Be Mitzor Muzgar and Mitzor Mukhla Tela Priya Prima Bilvad. So the Gemara is Medai Koli Priya Prima. And also, when he becomes Tohar, if he's Tohar Mitoch Mukhlot, he needs tiglachas and he needs a set of karbanas. If he becomes tor mitoch hezger, then he does need the tiglachas and the karbanas. So the Gemara is medayik on the Mishnah, holinyan shluach machnas, zev zeshovet. They both have the same din.
So he goes outside the machnas and he's enclosed in a home?
He should stay in a house. That's the pashup shot. So the tour thinks that that's not pashup shot. Because Zanega means they should put a bandage on top of the Nega. Yeah, what kind of a din is this? It's a din of Avelus, the Gemara. In the third parak of Maitot, the Gemara has all the dinim of Avelus, when a relative dies. Then the Gemara talks about one who's Menuda or Muhram. There's neither Cherem Shamta. Menuda or Muhram. Menuda is a lower, is a lesser form of Cherem, and Cherem is Shamta, is a Muhammadika form. So when the Bezin puts someone in Cherem, Cherem is a curse that he should drop dead. Cherem is, the Gemara says, Cherem is the Oisius Ramach, it's a curse that seeps into the Ramach Ivarim, that the person should die. And if he dies, then it says in Shulchan Aruch, the children don't observe, the relatives don't observe Avelus. We consider him like Haruge Bezin. We attribute his death to the curse of the Bezin. And because of his Avera, because of the fact that he did an Aver, and Bezna had to put him into Cherem, so we require of him he should observe Avelus on himself, even though he's alive. Because one who's in Cherem is like a Gavar Ketila, is like Bezna made a Gemar Din Lamisa, he deserves to die. So he has to observe Avelus for himself because he caused himself to be this Gavar Ketila. So the Chumash, that's a big machlekes, where the observance of the laws of Avelus by a Menuda and a Muhram is at the Raisa de Rabbanim. That's a big machlekes in Rishonim, and there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch, a steer between Hilchas Tfilin. The Gemara has a suffix whether Menuda Mahu Bitfilin Teku. Although Yom Rishon is not allowed to wear Tfilin. What if a person is Menuda? They put him in Nidui. Is he allowed to wear Tfilin? So the Gemara says Teku, they're not sure. So how do you paskin? So suffix de Raisa Luchumer. So which way is the suffix de Raisa? So Orachaim Hilchas Tefillin, I think it's, I forgot already which way. Do you say Safik Deraisa L'chumah, do put on the Tefillin? I say Safik Deraisa, the observance of the Nidui is Deraisa, so don't put on the Tefillin. So that's a Machlokes HaRishonim. So in Hilchas Tefillin it says one way, and then in Hilchas Nidui it says the opposite way there. One says Deraisa, one says Derabban. Hilchas Nidui, the din is like this: let's say a person took a neder, he's going to abstain from, he's not going to eat potato chips for 30 days. And then he was cheating a couple of days. He didn't eat potato chips for the first 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a couple of potato chips for 5 days. So there's a penalty if he was mezalzel. He took a neder, a deraisa, and he was mezalzel on a neder a couple of days. So if he was mezalzel on a neder deraisa, we require of him, he said, these 30 days. If he said not going to eat potato chips for 30 days, so if he nibbled, he has to add another couple of days. But he said not going to eat potato chips these 30 days. So the 30 days are up in our Torah, he doesn't have to observe it anymore. So there's a penalty, mid Rabban, and he has to be noy chumer ki yamim shezilzol the nidra. But if it's only a neder, the Rabban, sometimes you have a neder, and it's only a chumer mid Rabban to treat it as a neder. So if it's only mezazel and a neder, the Rabban, then you don't penalize him. There's no knas. There has to be noy chumer ki yamim shezilzol behem. So what about if a person was mezalzel in the nidui? They put him in nidui for 30 days, and he was mezalzel part of the time. So do you say nidui is the rice? You have to be mashlim, a penalty in the rabbanon. So in Yerideya, they take a stand on that. So I forgot which one. So the mefarshim on the Yerideya point out, it's a steer between hilchas tefillin and hilchas nidui, whether the laws of nidui are the rice or the rabbanon. Ramban in the mishpat acherim comes up with a chiddush. Nidui is a din de rice. So that's, so here you have, this for sure is a din d'oraisa. Here it says, the mitzvah is hukish lemeis, when Miriam was suffering with Negat Sarah, so Aaron HaKohen requested of Moshe Rabbeinu, he should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she should get healed. Al tihino kameis, you're a brother, you can't let your sister remain sick like this. Don't allow it to be a meis. So Gemara establishes, based on that pasuk, that a mitzvah is hukish lemeis, he has tumah, along the line, not 100% the same as a mace, along the lines of a mace. The mace is matami ba'ohel, and matzor is matami bibiya. It's not exactly, the Minchas Chinuch points out, not exactly the same. When the matzor, let's say, if you have a mace in the women's section in the shul, so the men in the men's section are also tummy, because the mechitza doesn't go all the way up to the ceiling, not a separate room, so the tumah goes over. If you have a matzor in the women's section, so then the people in the men's section, it's a different room, even though there's a, let's say there's a room here, there's a room there, and there's a doorway in between. So by Tumas Meis, the Tumah goes through, there's a Haloim, it goes from one room to the other. By Mitzor, it doesn't go from one room to the other. That's Mishnais like that in the Goyim.
Did we say Tovus of Kamalatis?
By Mitzorah? No, no. I don't think so. I don't think so. No. Mishnah is like that. You don't say Sof Tumalatis. The Mishnah has, let's say, the Mitzorah wants to go to Shul to Davin. Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas, not in Yerushalayim, not in Ayaris HaMekavschem. So the Mishnah says, when he goes into the Shul, Kol Zman he's walking, he's not Metami Ba'ohal, only the Chutz L'Machnas Moshavo, when the Mitzorah sits down. So he can walk through the men's section, he should go to the women's section, and no women there. So then he can sit down. So Kol Zman he's walking, he's not Metami Ba'ohal. When he sits down, he is Metami, but he's only Metami those people in the women's section. It won't be Metami anybody in the men's section, because that's a different room. So it's different from Tumas Meis. That's why the Minchas Chinuch said, that's why the Loshon HaMishnah is different. And they says Matami Ba'ohel, and the Mitzor is Matami Bibiyah. What do you mean? Called Asheyovel, Kiyovel oil. Why they change the Loshon from oil to beer? Because it's slightly different from the Tumas Meis. Not exactly the same. Even if he walks in forwards, he's not mitami. Kol Zman he's walking. He's only mitami when it's moshavoy, when he's stationary. That's a Gemara in Brachas, quotes a Mishnah in the Goyim. But he's not mitami even if he's walking forward. It's only mitami when he sits down, when he stops. Kol Zman he's walking, he's not mitami.
Right, but when he sits down, wasn't there, to get there?
Doesn't matter. When it's Moshava, then he's Mitame.
Ready?
Yeah.
So, someone, I guess, couldn't chair nowadays for whatever reason. So, is there any, like, say he doesn't give a get to his wife, there's any basis behind that, that he can't do certain things, or would be not up there?
So the Ramban holds that Mishpat HaCherem is the Raisa, and that's the Stirin Shulchan Aruch, how we pass him, yeah. So by Cherem, we consider him like a Gabrik Tila, because Bezdin, when they put him a Cherem, are in effect, they're declaring that he deserves to die. So therefore, he observes Avelis for himself. So here the Torah says, we assume that tzaras is not a natural sickness. It's not a normal thing. The whole thing is miraculous. It doesn't all correspond to leprosy. It has nothing to do with leprosy. It's some kind of a miraculous thing. So the Gemara assumes that tzaras, Moran Erchan assumes tzaras is a punishment for the fact that the person did averis. So it says, Atino kameis, the mitzaras iskish lemeis. He has certain deed, and not 100% like the meis, partially like the meis. We assume that his averis or what caused him to become like a mace. So he has to also observe Avelus for himself. Just like the Menuda, the Mukhram, observes Avelus for himself, because it's his Averis that caused the Bezin to curse him, that he should drop the Ramach Evorim. The Cherem is the Ramach Evorim, the curse that seeps into the Evorim. Since he's responsible for his being declared as a Gabrik Tila, so the same is by the Mitzorah. So the Mitzorah has to observe certain aspects of Avelus, so that's God of you Frumim. When someone dies, so the din is that their relatives have to rip Kriya. So here, it's not exactly the same. He should wear torn begot. Let's say a person has a jacket, has a Tish Bekesha. He goes to Chassidish Rebbe, and the Tish Bekesha is all torn, because everybody's pushing and shoving. The Bekesha is torn. So then a relative dies, so he puts on the Tish Bekesha. It's torn anyway. So the Gemara says, "Hayoytze bebeged karua b'fnei abeis." If a person who's in avelus puts on a beged that was torn anyway, was torn, goes alas achaimes hamesim. He's cheating the mace. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah kriya, and he's fooling the public. Goes alas achaim. He's fooling the public into believing that he fulfilled the mitzvah kriya, which he didn't, because to fulfill the mitzvah kriya, you have to grip the beged l'shem this mace. The Gemara even says, let's say, he thought that his mother died and he ripped kriya. Then it turns out that his father died. It was the wrong person. He ripped kriya for the wrong person. So the Gemara said, not yotze. You have to know whom you're ripping kriya for. The kriya has to be ripped. B'shem avelus. By the Mitzorah, I think the Torah Tmima suggests like that. The Pasuk says, God of you for Ruman. that the godim should be torn, even if he wears an old jacket that was torn from before, that's okay. It's not exactly the same as ripping kri alameis, that you have to rip the shameless man, as long as the beggar is karua. While sofam yate is the din of atifas harosh. The atifas harosh is a din in shiva. You need atifas harosh. Atifas harosh used to wear a hood over the head that went down till the mustache. While sofam yate, you should have atifa till the sofam, till the mustache. Taisa says we don't observe atifas harosh bezmanazeh because it'll just evoke laughter. Because whatever's like that, so it's just going to evoke laughter, so we don't do it. It will defeat the whole purpose of the Aleilos. In Shulchan Aruch, they recommend that one is sitting Shiva should observe partially Ativas HaRosh, then instead of wearing his hat, some people wear the hat on the back of their heads, some people wear the hat straight. So when one is in, some we wear Hamburg, where it's up in the front. So when one is in Aveilos Shiva, more correct is, he shouldn't wear a yarmulke, the person should wear a hat and should have the brim down. Like the Lubavitcher Rebbe has always had the brim down. He never wore a Hamburg. So you have the brim down, and not the brim down on the back of the head. The brim should be, the hat should be like this, so the brim is covering a little bit the front of the head. So that's, or you should wear talus over his head. Talus over his head is also a tifa. It makes, shows more seriousness. So that's, in Shiva there's a din, hatifas harosh, and that's the din, al sofam yate. This is in Inyan Avelis. The Mitzvah observes Avelis on himself, because the Mitzvah is Kushin Meis, and it's his Avera. He assumes Saras as a punishment min Hashemayim for Averis that the person did. So he is at fault for his becoming like a Meis. So he should observe Avelis on himself. Rosh Yir Farua is also a Machlekes HaTanoim. What does it mean? So one in Moitfatn, after as well, the Torah Tamim quotes it. So one opinion of Tanoim is that it means he's not allowed to take a haircut. It means Gidl Seir, that the Mitzorah has to observe Avelis and not to take a haircut. The other Tana says, no, it means he shouldn't wear a fancy hat. He shouldn't wear a fancy hat. So these are all aspects of Nihug Avelis, that the Mitzorah has to observe Avelis on himself, min HaTorah. Rashi writes in Moitkot, and Gemara has a suffix, one doesn't observe Avelis on Yontif. The Gemara says, because Avelis and Simchas Yontif are tied to this Asri. The Gemara has the Loshan, Osei Esei de Rabin V'dochei Esei de Yochid. When Yontif comes, there's an essay on everybody. Samachta B'chagecha. All of Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah. And Avelis, one person, here and there, people are in Avelis. So the Esei de Rabin is more important than the Esei de Yochid. So one doesn't observe, if one is observing Avelis before Yontif, comes Yantavi, doesn't observe Avelis. The Gemara has a suffix. What about Mitzorah? The Mitzorah has to observe Avelis for himself. Does he observe the Avelis on Yantav also? Maybe it's like regular Avelis. So Rashi writes, when he get to what? So Pashup Shatin, should he wear the ripped beged? Should he wear Atifa Saroish? And should he have Rosh Yefarua? Whatever that means, not to wear a fancy hat. So Rashi doesn't write any of the three over here. Rashi writes, Michutz la'machne, Moishavoy, Shiluch Tamei Mena Machne, is because of Avelos. That the Niyug Avelos, he's not allowed to blend in with the society. Bodad Yeshev, he's not really so. He's not can't blend in with the society. Bodad, he has to stay Chutz l'sholosh Machnes, and even Chutz l'sholosh Machnes, he should be Bodad Yeshev, he should be isolated from the others. So Rashi learns that's the Gemara Sofik, where the Beregel, Mitzvah Mashinim Tzarat Regel is the Mishtalei Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas on Regel. I think the Ritvo there disagrees with Rashi. Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas is the din of Tumas Machna. That's not a din of Avedas. That's Mishtalei Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas. V'lai Tamas Machanein. Why should it be Mutter Beregel? More Sofik only was about these, about the God of Yufrumim, Beroshi Yefaruah, or Sofam Yata. These are Nihu Gavelas. That was the Gemara Sofik. The Gemara says, yes, he does observe Nihug Avelis Beregel. Gemara says, how do you know? Because the Kohen Gadol, that's how it sounds in the Gemara, the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe, never observes Avelis. It says in Parshas Emor, when a Kohen Hedyud loses a relative, he has to be metamei to the relative. The Kohen Gadol loses a relative, he's not even metamei to the Zayin Kareivim. And the understanding is that being metamei, lo yitama, is a form of Nihug Avelis. So the Kohen Gadol is not metamei, means he doesn't observe Avelis at all. Kohen Gadol all year long is Kisro Beregel Dami, he doesn't observe Avelis. And nonetheless, we have a drasha. The Torah Mofer has a drasha. Vehatzarua, Hashabo Hanega. The Gemara somehow sees in the word Vehatzarua, the rabbis can go. How do they see from the word? I don't know. See, the Torah Tmina has some comment. I don't know, but that's what the Gemara said. Vehatzarua is the rabbis can go, that the can go, even though the can go all year long, is Kisrael Baregel Dami. Nonetheless, Kangodal observes the God of Yufarum and Rosh Yefarum Asaf and Yate. So you see that even Beregel, the Mitzvah observes the Nihu Gavelis of Tzaras. So Chidush, that's the Gemara. Rashi and Chumash quotes, the Pasuk says, one of the three Simani Tumah that you're Machlid is Se'alovan, Michi Pisan and Se'alovan are the three Simani Tumah. So Se'alovan, Rashi says, has to be Shtei Cyrus. If you only have one Seir turned love on, that's not a Siman Tumah. You have to have Shtei Cyrus turned love on after the Tzaras was there. Kodma Beharis the Seir love on, then the Seir love on is a Siman Tumah. Why do you need two Simanim? Why do you need two Cyrus? Mishnah is like that. You have to have Shtei Cyrus. It's the same thing when a boy or a girl become Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah, you have to have Shonim V'Simanim, you have to have Shtei Cyrus. Cyrachas is not good enough. So some Rishonim point out, the Pasuk says, V'seir banega, it doesn't say Shtei Seir, it says Seir. Less than Shtei Seir is not called Seir. The Gemara has a din, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yochim Dover, Al Pishnei Eidim, Al Pishnei Eidim Al Shleshim Yochim Dover. The Gemara says, Dover V'loi Chotzi Dover. The Gemara, Baba Kama, Adafayim, Dover V'loi Chotzi Dover. The Gemara, Baba Basra, Dafnun Vav. So what's Dover v'lechotzi Dover? Two Edom, they want to ascertain that a person is Bar Mitzvah. So two Edom say, we saw that he has one Seir on one part of his Eva Ha'erva, and the other two Edom say, we saw Seir Achas on different parts. So the Gemara says, that's Dover v'lechotzi Dover. So the Gemara says, why did the Chachamim distinguish between Shtei Cyrus, that's Dover v'lechotzi Dover, and Gimel Shnos Chazakeh, if there are three different sets of witnesses, one set of witnesses say, we saw that he was living on this in this house, Tavshin Ayin Aleph. The other set went and said, we saw he lived in the house normally, Tavshin Ayin Beis. The other set said, we lived there, Tavshin Ayin Gimel. But that's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, where they say, Dover v'lechotzi Dover. So we paskin, that's not a problem. But we do believe in Dover v'lechotzi Dover. If two Edom say, we saw one Seir, the other two Edom saw at the same time they saw that Seir, we saw a different Seir, so we accept that. That is Dover v'lechotzi Dover. So manishtana. How come by Shnos Chazak we don't worry about Dover v'lechotzi Dover? How come by Shtei Saris we do worry? So there are different suggestions that the Rishonim give to explain why it's a difference. So the Balamor in Bava Kama Dafayin explains like that. He says, Shlosh Shnei Chazak, if the guy's living in the house for 1 year, he has a Haskalah of a Cheskes Habatim. He lives a second year, is even stronger. He lives 3 years, he wins a jackpot. Three Shnei Chazak is better. But if you have a miktsas, if you lived in the house for 1 year, so it's a shtickle riot. So it's a chotzi dover. So half and a half is a whole, a chotzi dover with another chotzi dover. If you have a fifth and a fifth and a fifth and a fifth, you have five fifths, it adds up to a whole. But shtei cyrus, one cyrus is not even a chotzi dover. One cyrus is nothing, because shtei cyrus are the definition of seir. If you have less than shtei cyrus, you only have one seir, you don't even have a miktsas. Not that you say Dover v'lechotzi Dover. If you have a chotzi and a chotzi, it would be good. Shtei Seir says, one Seir is not even a chotzi Dover. That's the Balamor's pshat. Rashi sounds a little bit that he thinks like the Balamor.
Very good. I think the Gemara Bava also brings the case where he only is able to bring witnesses for that he had it for 2 years. But if he has witnesses for 2 years, then instead of saying we should take away the field from him automatically and say, well, if he doesn't have anything, maybe we should like wait a little and see, maybe we should give him some credibility if this in fact is the case that he already has like 2/3 of the way there.
Insufficient evidence. So you wait to see if he can bring Aiden for the third year. But if he doesn't succeed in bringing Aiden for the third year, only for 2 years, so then it's insufficient evidence. So we say he has to give the field back to the rightful owner, to the original owner, if the original owner can prove that he was the original owner. And then not only does he have to give back, he has to pay all the Achilas Peris, because we believe the Edom who said that he was eating Peris all along. The Mishnah has a fascinating din. Mishnah says that this din of Priya Prima is only on men, not on women. There's a Mishnah in Saita But the Mishnah lists off all the dinim where there's a difference between men and women. The Mishnah lists off a few dinim, and then Tosfos quotes that Tosefta lists off more dinim. So this is one of the dinim deraisa, but there's a difference between men and women. Priya prima, it's only by men, doesn't apply to women. So there's a very interesting Mishnah in the Goyim. The Mitzor wants to daven in shul. Chutz lo shalshma, wants to daven in shul. So he walks through, he walks in the shul. Kozman is walking, there's no tumas oil. And then he walks in the women's section. Let's say there are no women there in the weekdays. So he goes there, when he sits down, then the tumas oil begins, but it doesn't go from one room to the other, even though the mechitza doesn't go up to the ceiling. It's not the same as tumas meis. It's not exactly the same. So the Mishnah says, how big is the women's section? So if the women's section is not dalet amas al dalet amas, then the tumas mitzor goes into the men's section, because dalet adin deraisa, dalet amas is mekomo shel tefila. So you can consider the women's section in the shul as a separate makom tefila if it has dalet amas in it. It has less than dalet amas, has a tiny little room less than dalet amas. So the men and the women's section are still within the makom tefila of the mitzora, and he will be metami them. It's a chiddush that dalet amas on the level, plays a role on the level of the deraisa. Dalet amas is mekomo shel tefila on the level of the deraisa. The pasuk says when Chana went to Mishkan Shiloh and she prayed for a baby. Penina had 7 children. She didn't have any children. She was always crying, but she had no children. So then she prayed for a baby, and the Baruch Shalom answered her prayers, and she had a baby. Shmuel Anavi was born. So she brought the baby back at the age of 2. She brought him to Eli HaKoyen, and he should dedicate his life to Avodas HaKodesh. Okay. So she tells Eli, Anochi Haisha Hanitzev Simcha Bazeh. I was the woman who was davening here 3 years ago for a baby, and I was blessed with the baby. So the word Imcha is spelled Ay Mem Chav Hey. So normally spelling Imcha, Ay Mem Chav, how come it has a Hey? So Taisus and Brachas quotes the Yalkut Shemoni, and that pasuk, Imcha means I was standing Dalet Almas away from you. I was standing 5 Almas. Imcha has a Hey at the end. I was 5 Almas away from you. Men and the women are not supposed to daven in the same place. There should be a harchoke of dalet amas, so the women should daven 5 amas away from the men. That's a Yalkut Shemoni and the pasuk v'hoya machanecha kodosh. So it says the men and the women should daven 5 amas apart. So that's why in the Igaris Moshe years ago they were taking down all the mechitzas and all the shuls in America. They were still called Orthodox shuls. They were taking down all the mechitzas. So Rav Soloveitchik put up a whole milchama, and Rav Moshe insisted that you have to have a mechitza, and they turned the whole tide, and everybody put up mechitzas. So someone asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, but if you have a separation between the men and the women at 5 amas, maybe you don't need a mechitza, because that's what it says in the Yalkut Shemoni. So he keeps on saying, there's no mocker for this, and there's no, well, I don't know where you got this from. He has 3 tshuvas, one after the other, but he writes the same thing. Where they got it from? They got it from the Yalkut Shemoni, that's why. We don't fully understand why Rav Moshe rejected it, but I think he said maybe it's in a shul you need a mechitza. Maybe if it's not a shul, then and it's enough 5 amas. But that's what they were tying, that based on the Yalkut Shemoni and that pasuk, and that shir of dalet amas is mekomo shel tefila. That's based on a mishnah in the Goyim. Sounds like it's a din deraisa.
That happened before beginning, like 4 or 5.
If you're 5 amas away, so you're not within the dalet amas. Anything more than 4 is mutter. Doesn't have to be 5. Means more than 4. So you have 5, so you know you. If you have 5, you know it's more than 4. It has to be more than 4. At the end of the parasha, you have the dinam of tzaras begodim. So the Torah only applies tzaras begodim to a beged semra, a beged pishtim, or beged or. Beged semra, beged pishtim, a beged or. So the Gemara says, when you get to Tumas Nige Begodim, only Tzemer Pishtim I recognize as a beged. What about when you get to Tzitzis? Basalem says, a kamfe bigdehim. Do you say, Stam beged om batar, you learn out from here, only Tzemer Pishtim, and if it's silk, or if it's cotton, it's only a chiv Tzitzis Mederabana? Or do you say, no, you don't learn out from Tzaras Begodim. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. And the Gemara Perakat Chelas, a machlekes in Mechaben Eramo. There are more paskins that Sharm Nidim is only Midirabonim, but it's Machlek is Satanai, and Machlek is Rishonim, not a paskin.
There are more paskins than the rest of the Rabbanim?
I think so. No?
Well,
Then you pass on the Shabbat Gadim is only the Rabbanim. Chaber paskins the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim paskins the Raisa. Okay. Represents the Machlokes. Macham Rama represents the Machlokes HaRishayim. Have it paskin and the Machlokes HaTanoim. Okay. This Shabbos is Parsha Sachedesh, no? Make sure you go to Shul. Okay. So, don't forget, all those single people, Tuesday night, 9:30, Gluck, room 308.